I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Yeah, I'm still not ready to make nice, still not ready to break down. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you on this 21st day of March 2007 with another edition of American Awakening. I have what I think is a very interesting guest coming up, and should be a very entertaining hour. And I think probably I should title this show Jackbooted Thugs, if you will. Want to do a quick plug for Headache Stay Gone. Remember, if you have a headache, get some Headache Stay Gone. It works. I want to also talk to you a little bit about freedom to fascism. I put out the word yesterday that anybody that would like a free copy of Freedom to Fascism, just drop me an email at discerner12000@yahoo.com. That's D-I-S-C-E-R. N as in Nancy, E-R, 12000@yahoo.com. And I want to thank all of you out there because there was an overwhelming response yesterday. But remember, after you watch the movie, maybe two or three times, turn it on to a friend that hasn't seen it. The main reason why I want to put this movie out into as many hands as possible is because if you ever get called to jury duty once you've seen this movie on a tax case, my thoughts are you're going to vote not guilty. Okay, the guest that I have coming up, he'll be coming up after the first break. His name is John Ridgway. Has a wonderful, well, not a wonderful, but a very interesting story to tell about an experience that he had regarding, he had his son taken away from him. But it's what they did to him and why they did it to him that I find fascinating. We've got about a minute till a break. Just a second here. We're having a little bit of feedback. Are you hearing me okay, Manny? Okay. A quick snippet. Today's the day, March 21st. Iran outlaws the dollar. If you plan on taking a trip to Iran, don't bring dollars with you because they will arrest you. That law went into effect today, and Iran says that they plan to sell oil in every currency. Every currency, I imagine, but the dollar. Iran's oil minister, Kazem Vaziri Hamenei, has said that the Islamic Republic will sell its oil in all currencies. Our oil sales will be in every currency, Dow Jones reported Hamenei as saying on the sidelines of an OPEC meeting in Vienna on Thursday. Iran has already said it will carry out all its oil industry-related equipment purchases in euros instead of dollars, and previously said it has informed its oil buyers that they should pay Iran in euros for the crude oil they purchase. How interesting. They have basically said, we're tired of the United States and your inflationary dollars, and we're going to something else. I wonder if that might have something to do with why we're so upset with Iran and why there's two carrier strike forces over in the Persian Gulf. Another interesting snippet, 30-day countdown to war. This is a comment by Bob Moriarty. I find it interesting that on March 8th, the Israelis issued the following travel warning. Updated travel warnings. Israel's National Security Council Counterterrorism Division prevents the following updated travel warnings for Israelis. Uh-oh, I got a break, and after the break, a guest coming up, and I'm going to try to get to the end of this, or the rest of this article at the end of the hour. So stick with me. You're listening to Michael Herzog on 12180 Shortwave and also republicbroadcasting.org. See you in a few. I can adjust it. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, because you got headaches. Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for the technical difficulties we had during the commercial. Sometimes it happens. Anyway, I was going to finish this article. Maybe I'll finish it at the end of the hour if I have time. But in the meantime, I have a very interesting guest I'm going to bring up right now. His name is John Ridgway, and I think you'll be fascinated with this story. As again, I said that the title of my show should be Jackbooted Thugs, and in a few minutes you're going to find out why. John, do you happen to be there? John.
Hello?
Hello, John. Hello? John.
Yeah?
You're there.
Yeah.
Okay. John, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, John, we had the opportunity to speak off the air, and your story is very fascinating. I want you to share it with the listeners. So go ahead and take it from the beginning, John. Tell them a little bit about who you are and what's happening to you, what happened to you to get into this mess, and we'll take it from A to Z.
Okay. Well, about back in 2004, I was pulled over by tribal police officers in Mount Pleasant County, Isabella County, actually, in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and that led to a ticket for no insurance, which I fought at for quite some time, and I was in court in 2005, December 20th, and I had gone in, I had received some anointing oil from Pastor Pete Peters' ministry from Scriptures for America for anointing courthouses and anointing Masonic temples and stuff like that.
Okay, but let's back up for a minute. Now, I talked to you off the air, And I asked you a little bit about that, and you had said that, this was news to me, when they build one of these courthouses or whatever, they anoint them themselves. Is that correct?
Yeah, they anoint the cornerstone.
They anoint the cornerstone of a courthouse when they build a...
The majority of your courthouses are built by Masons, Masonic-owned companies.
Okay, well, that explains it then. Okay,
yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead. That's all right.
All right.
And so I had anointed the courthouse before I went in, and I went in and anointed the doors into the courtroom. I anointed the table. And
Let me stop you again. I don't mean to cut you off, but the reason for the anointing is basically to unanoint and reanoint what they already anointed.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Okay,
right.
I should have explained
that's,
that.
That's all right. Go ahead.
And I was in anointing the courtroom and trying to keep the bottle of oil, you know, somewhat concealed.
Mm-hmm.
When I went up for my sentencing, I got some more oil on my finger, and I went up and I anointed the podium where the judge takes you up to give you your sentencing after the jury had found me guilty. So when I did that, one of the assistant prosecutor, saw me do this, and I was trying to keep it as concealed as I could, but I got spotted. And after I left the courtroom, I had to get some papers, and I went back to my desk. To the table, I'd stuck my hands in my pockets. I mean, I had handled a lot of different things. And as I was leaving, I shook the bailiff's hand, said, hey, sorry to put you through this. Shook the prosecutor's hand, shook the cop's hand, said, you know, no hard feelings, just another day in court. And the next day, as I was coming home, I had gone over and picked up my daughter. We were getting ready to go down state for Christmas. At my mom's house, and I was met by a SWAT team as I was coming up my small private road at the top of the hill. I got met by a SWAT team pointing guns at me, screaming, yelling, get out of the car. They pointed guns at my kids. There was a laser dot on my son's chest, 13 years old. They pulled me out of the car, face down in the snow, started in about how they were going to search my house. I told them I don't consent to the search. They proceeded just to, it was a terrorist act is what it was, in my opinion.
Now, they alleged that they had a search warrant for your house, but you saw no warrant, correct?
I saw no warrant, no.
Okay.
And they also never showed me a warrant.
And also, practically destroy your car going through it?
They were tearing stuff out of my car. Mm-hmm. They were going through my kids' backpacks. They were harassing my kids, kind of manhandling them a little bit. Very kind of aggressively, and it was all around just a scary incident.
I can imagine.
And they proceeded to search my house. Now, I told you earlier, my house is 24 by 24 with a basement, a main level, and an upstairs. So it's not a real big house, just a small cabin in rural northern Michigan, Kalkaska County. And they took them 23 hours to search my home. And they were on the original search warrant. It stated that they were to search my house for or my vehicle for the bottle of oil and anything that may have been used to fill the bottle of oil. And, you know, it was the warrant was so vaguely written that it basically just gave them rule and reign to come into my house and do as they pleased.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many different teams were in there?
I was met by the SWAT team. I don't know exactly how many there were. As soon as the SWAT team arrested me and had me on the ground, there were state cops all over the place, probably about a half a dozen, that I could remember seeing. They brought in a weapons of mass destruction team from the Michigan National Guard out of Grayling. They brought in a meth lab team, a bomb squad team, an ES team. You name it, they brought them in. And this was all because these people in the court that I shook hands with allegedly got sick. They claimed to have gotten sick. So I was arrested on 3 counts of felony assault of public officials. And it kangarooed around to It went from three counts of felony assault till after they found out that there was no poisons in the oil.
Did they find the oil?
Yeah, the oil was in my car, and they stated very clearly in the trial that they had found the oil in my car, which satisfied that part of the warrant. They never should have actually gone into my home because the warrant was basically satisfied right then.
Yeah, okay.
And anyways, no, I forgot where I was at.
Oh, well, they were searching your home for 23 hours, and there were several different teams that were going in there. And so there was a bomb squad, there was a WMD squad, there was the meth lab squad, all these different squads, okay?
Yeah.
The mod squad. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Pretty much.
All right, go ahead.
But, you know, after they got into my house and they realized that they didn't have all these things, you know, it's just a common businessman, you know. I'm just a self-employed, doing everything I can to make ends meet. So they basically went, you know, to find something criminal activity. And there's nothing. Okay, so they continued to search. They allegedly found this story that my son had written about a teacher that he had had some, you know, disagreements with. And he wrote a little story to the effect that he felt that this teacher should be eliminated. And there was nothing in there that I felt was threatening, but they took it as a threat. They went as far as getting a PPO on my son so that he was not allowed to go back to school. My kids were taken away back into the custody of their mother.
Now, he underwent a psychological evaluation, correct?
Correct.
And in the course of their search, you had mentioned to me off the air that they had found, they ran across your gun collection.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. And did they mark those or did they seize them or what did they do in them?
No, they didn't seize them, but they took a lot of pictures of them.
Okay, took a lot of pictures of them. And took some pictures of your peanut butter.
They took pictures of my food pantry, and they noted in the police report that there was unusual amounts of peanut butter and ramen noodles.
Interesting. Well, that would make anybody a terrorist, wouldn't it?
Well, I would think so, yeah, don't you? You know, it seems to be, you know, that you've got food in your house. Well,
I don't know. In Section 802 of the Patriot Act, you know, it alleges that if you do any harmful endangerment, I mean, you could be deemed a terrorist for jaywalking, for crying out loud. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they added large amounts of peanut butter and ramen noodles. But go ahead.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, they took my son in for a psychological evaluation. This was all while I spent 54 days in Isabella County Jail for this assault charge. While they sent the oil, let's get back to the oil real quick. They sent the oil. They did a field test on the oil at the scene, and it showed no toxins. So they sent it to the Michigan State Police Forensics Lab in Lansing, and 3 days later, it showed no toxins. So that wasn't good enough for them, so they sent it now down to Quantico, Virginia, to the FBI lab, and that's where it sat until May, and the report came back that there was no toxins. So I spent 54 days in jail for allegedly poisoning these people with non-toxic olive oil.
So you sat in jail for 54 days while you were waiting on them to analyze your olive oil?
Right.
Okay.
Now, luckily, the court-appointed attorney, he started in on him a little bit after I was in there in February. If he wouldn't have told them, hey, you know, this guy, you've got nothing on this guy. There's no toxins, and, you know, you're going to make him sit here until May. So they let me out on a PR, a personal reconnaissance. And by this time, they had already basically just terrorized my son with all this psychological stuff. And I was not allowed to see him. I was told by the courts that I could not have any contact with him. And, of course, all of this stuff of them taking my son from me, they still haven't brought up any charges.
Okay, let me stop you right there, John. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Okay, we're back with the American Awakening. This is Michael Herzog. We're chatting with John Ridgway, telling his story. I'm going to open up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour. If you have a question for my guest or if you have a similar incident you'd like to share, please give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. Let's get back to the story here. John, okay, so they took your son. Go ahead. That's where we were. John? Did we lose John? Manny, you want to try the number again? And I guess we lost John for a minute. We'll get him back on the air. But I wanted to I'll take a minute here and tell you that this is not an isolated incident, folks. This is happening all over the country. And it just shows you the extreme paranoia of our government officials. Here's a guy that, you know, obviously believes in the Lord and believes in anointing. And in doing so, goes in, anoints a courthouse, goes in and anoints a podium. And a prosecutor is so paranoid that they're going to put him through what they're putting him through as he goes through this story. And also, wait till he's not done yet. Okay, we've got more. I think we've got more. Just a second here. Manny's typing me a note. Interesting. It's just going to his voicemail. I may have to tell you the story myself. We have totally lost our guest. Just a sec, Manny. Forgive me 1 second here, folks, while I get. I'm going to give him a cell phone number to call. Anyway, oh, I think he's got him on the line now. Okay, he's back. John, are you with me? Hello, John. John?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, continue. So they took your son, okay? Now, by the way, we've got a short segment coming up here, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines if they have any questions. So we've got about 2 or 3 minutes. So go ahead. They took your son, and then what happened?
Well, they took my son, and they did a psychological evaluation on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they concluded that he showed signs, or in his psychological evaluations, it pointed towards that he may be suicidal.
Okay.
And with all the things that has happened to my son in the last 3-4 years, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that he's probably thought about it. But is it a, you know, is it something that was going to happen? No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And nonetheless, they stated in the report that due to Mr. Ridgway's militia history, my involvement in the militia, and the presence of guns in his home, it was not safe, and Ian should be removed from my home, and okay. I was not allowed to have contact.
All right, John, I want you to explain to the listeners, the new listeners, the old listeners, you know, our long-timers probably know, but for the new listeners, the militia, when they think militia, they think, oh, armed guys, and they're out shooting and preparing for war. That's not the case.
No.
The militia is more of a group of individuals that get together and study law. Just
correct.
To be able to protect themselves for instances such as this, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, all right, so continue.
Well, yeah, I never was. I haven't had any involvement with any of the militia guys since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, I tried to explain that to him. You know, I haven't had any involvement with these people in a long time. I was told that I had a complicated history, and so basically what this guy did was he took an evaluation of me, this psychologist, and he had never met me.
He had never met you?
He had never met me.
How can you make a psychological evaluation on somebody of whom you've never met?
Well, he claimed to have done it off of things that he was told by my ex-wife and by my son of my militia involvement.
So that would be hearsay?
That would be a third-party conjecture, actually.
Right, okay, and so that's acceptable to them.
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, all right.
But I have the court transcripts.
Mm-hmm.
If you would be interested, I could read a small part of it.
Sure, yeah.
The guy's name is Dr. Wayne Simmons, and he's out of the Traverse City area, and he has a Ph.D., and some of the cross-examining that I did with him, I'll start out with my question was, Mr. Simmons, and he says, actually, my name is Dr. Simmons. And I said, Dr. Simmons, you have a doctorate or are you a psychiatrist? He said, I'm a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're a psychologist, but you don't have a doctorate. Hang on, I got to turn the page. And his response to me was, oh, I said, you carry a Ph.D. He says, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of philosophy. Pay attention to that. I'm a doctor of philosophy
mm-hmm.
with a major in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I said, I understand you have made a considerable amount of comments to the effect of my involvement in the militia. He said, I made those comments. I made comments about that, what I was told, that I was told you were involved with the Michigan militia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you made these statements without having contact with me at all. That I made them as a representation of what was described to me. I said, so that would be a third-party conjecture. He says, I don't know what the basis of their opinion was, but both your ex-wife and your son described that. Then I said, are you aware of the Constitution of both the United States and the state of Michigan protecting the values of the militia? Then the referee stepped in. His name is Bruce Cranham. And says, I don't think that's relevant. I said to him, I said, well, I think it's very relevant. He says, no, I'm not going to allow that question. He says, Mr. Ridgway, you may go on to something else.
Okay, let's stop right there. We've got to take another break here, John. We'll be back shortly. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell and I don't.
Chatting with the guest John Ridgway about his ordeal. Call in number 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in with a question for my guest. Back to John. John, you're going through the transcripts here. Continue.
Well, I was pretty much done reading what I was going to read there.
Okay.
I did want to point out, though, that neither of these gentlemen, the referee nor the psychologist, have an oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of Michigan, you've got MCL 15.151, which requires anybody in service of the state to have an oath of office. So if there's anybody out there battling this thing in the state of Michigan, research that. Something to go after.
Well, I'm sure there is, and it's not just limited to Michigan. It's all over the place. But, you know, John, this has been going on for years. The problem is it continues to get incrementally worse.
Yeah.
I shared with you off air my own ordeal several years ago, which I'm not going to go into today because this is more about you than it is me. At some point in time, I'll probably share that with the listeners. But at any point, I want you to take a few minutes and tell people about what you're going through now, what this has caused, what kind of effect it's had on your life, John.
Oh, yeah. Well, the original case that came out of Isabella County, I lost my job over that. I was a floor covering installer, and I lost about a $50,000 a year job. Due to the high profile of the media, the company that I worked for didn't want me working for them anymore because of that.
It was it was broadcast through the media when it happened, right?
Oh yeah, it was worldwide.
And it was worldwide, and also you were, the jury found you, when you went to trial, the jury found you not guilty.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. So actually you were found guilty of nothing, yet you wound up losing your son over this.
Yeah, and I'm still battling to get my son back. The original case, when my wife went in the first time for the custody hearing, which was the day before I was released from jail, I had sent a notice from the jail asking them to postpone the case until I was released, which they ignored. And then, conveniently, the transcripts from that day disappeared. They're nowhere to be found.
The transcripts from that disappeared?
Yeah, from the original case of the original day that they gave complete and total custody over to my ex-wife.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not surprising, though.
No, not
yeah.
at all.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's what happens when you've got illegal activities, you know. But nonetheless, lost my job. I've been scraping, struggling. I didn't get back to work until the beginning of April of 2006, which luckily I ran across a couple of wonderful people that were willing to kind of overlook this situation and put me to work. And then I'm back to work, but I'm just not making near as much money as I was. And so it's been scraping by to make the mortgage every month since then, plus all the court battles and other things else trying to get this through. Once I was found not guilty of the assault charges, everybody seemed to drop the case. They started stepping away and backstepping away from this thing.
You're talking about Child Protective Services?
I'm talking about Child Protective Services. They immediately closed the case and turned it over to the friend of the court. And from there on out, it's just been one battle after another. And now I have another court date in April to go back, and I have to prove now that I'm worthy to be this boy's father.
Tell me,
and he expressed in the court that he does not want to live with his mother. He wants to come back with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to prove my worthiness.
You have to prove your worthiness. Tell me,
yeah.
Over this ordeal, did you happen to have any one-on-one contact with any CPS workers?
No.
Get none. Okay.
No.
And the only chance you had to actually confront, if you will, the psychologist was where? In a deposition, on a witness stand? What?
Well, he wasn't actually in the courtroom. He phoned in.
He phoned in.
Yeah. So you don't actually know if he raised his right hand and swore in properly or not.
Nor can you see his face and his demeanor.
Exactly.
Which body language usually is better than 50-50 of communication.
You betcha.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So here's another faceless individual,
yep,
that's making power decisions on Americans' lives that refused to come out from the shadows and show,
yes,
himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
And this guy is across all of northern Michigan. He goes all the way over from Traverse City to Alpena and terrorizes families.
Now, this is the doctor, with all due respect, if I want to call him that, this is the doctor who the Child Protective Services uses to make the psychological evaluations all across half the state?
Yes.
Okay, so all of you people that are listening in the northern half of Michigan, be forewarned. If you hear this guy's name, watch out.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Wayne Simmons.
Right, I've got that one written down.
Yep.
Okay, so you have another court case coming up in April.
Correct.
And this one is to prove that you're worthy to have your son.
Yep.
Okay, and how do you do that exactly?
Well, they have 13 points that you have to prove. You have to win the majority of these 13 points, and I have to prove that, I'm a loving father and that, you know, there's a adequate sleeping and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different points that you have to prove, but they've pretty much, since this whole ordeal, my ex-wife is just fired up, and I think they probably persuaded her.
I was going to say they probably fired her up.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring, and she has just turned into, we were actually on speaking terms, and visitation with the kids was not a big issue. You know, we pretty much just, if you want to take them, not a problem type of thing, and we were pretty friendly on that avenue.
And now all of a sudden, she's turned into Mrs. Evil and is doing everything she can to keep me from seeing my son.
How long were you married to her, John?
13 years.
Okay. And when the marriage ended, things, as you say, were amicable. And
yeah.
She really didn't have an issue. But then once they got involved, now all of a sudden she has an issue.
Now
but
that's, all of a sudden there's an issue.
Yeah, but you know what, John, in my experience, and believe me, from my own personal experiences, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
You can have everything be fine. For example, I mean, you know, pick a bureaucratic agency. That's one of the tactics that they use is to try to turn one spouse against the other.
Yes.
Because
divide and conquer.
Well, the example is what you said when you were found not guilty. Immediately, CPS backed off. Okay, I mean they don't want anything to do with not guilty because that makes them look bad.
Right.
They want guilty. That makes them look good. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, the reason is the evidence that they had taken to take my son away from me was illegally obtained by the state police. The Michigan State Police.
Right, you're talking about through the search?
When they searched my home.
They searched the home, okay.
Yeah, for 23 hours.
So...
They did come back at a later date and searched again. There was a total of 4 search warrants that ended up being issued on my home.
And they were looking for olive oil. No, they found the olive oil.
Yeah, well, they found the olive oil right away.
Okay.
But, when you've got all these teams lined up and all these terrorists coming in to take somebody down... You know, and here's all the stuff in the car that satisfies the first warrant. Well, you can't let everybody down. They got to have their fun, you know.
Oh, right. I was going to say, they can't stop at that.
Right.
You know, once they have you in their gun sights, I mean, you know, they have to take it full tilt.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. So the evidence that they found in the house, that was suppressed in the trial?
No.
It wasn't?
No, not yet. Not in Kalkaska County.
Okay.
This is still going on in Kalkaska County, but see, like I say, nobody has brought up formal charges against me. But yet they're keeping me from my son.
Oh, this is this is ongoing to this day.
Yeah, I haven't seen my son since...
No, I understand that, but I'm talking about the possibility of them adding additional charges is still in limbo?
I don't think so. They closed the case and handed it over to the friend of the court.
Okay.
So I don't think there's going to be bringing up any more charges, but... You know, for something that I've never been formally charged with, they've kept me from seeing my son since December 22nd of 2005.
Mm-hmm. And when you got your divorce, the divorce decree stated that you had custody of your son. Your wife at that time was okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
And now she's not okay with that.
No, now she's not.
Okay.
So, yeah, the old divide and conquer, see?
Okay.
Turned her against me.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a moment here. I'm going to put out the call-in number one more time. If anybody has any questions for John or if they have any want to share any similar incidents in their own lives, it's 800-313-9443. If we don't pick up any calls, John, at the end of this segment, I'll let you go.
Okay.
And I'm going to cover this article that I started at the beginning of the hour and I wasn't able to cover. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me... is there? I mean, I know that your life has been a nightmare since this whole ordeal has transpired. Is there anything else that you would like to add, or anything that you missed that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, I would just like to share once again that start checking these people that have found themselves involved in these situations. Check these people's oaths of office. Because if they have no oath of office, then what they have said and what they do in court is null and void.
Okay.
So that's the approach we're taking when I go in April.
Okay, so that you're challenging that on this next
upcoming. I don't have much of a choice.
Okay.
You know, the referees, check the referees, because referee Bruce Cranham in Kalkaska County has no oath of office.
Okay. All right. Just a second. We got a caller here. Let's take a call, John. You want to?
Okay.
All right. We got Ann in Wisconsin. Ann, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Interesting program.
Thank you.
Perhaps I could share something here on a situation where John's talking about he's having problems with his seeing his son and that most of the courts, the judges, the lawyers are all officers of the court. And this so-called doctor, in many cases, they bring a guardian ad litem in, which isn't necessarily needed, but it brings about jobs for everybody. These are people that normally can't do anything else, and so when there's money to be gotten, especially there's real estate involved, you generally wind up liquidating to pay this off. But if there's any problems for people coming through court and there is real estate, they're going to somehow have you and that real estate parted where they receive are recipients of the money. So he's going to be jumping through hoops until such time as they don't have a hell of a lot more with them and they've grabbed the bulk of it. So possibly that that is one layer of a solution to anybody's problems in courts nowadays are going through similar problems. They bring in as many lawyers and guardian ad litems and bring about a lot of bills just to create and generate that money.
To wear you down by attrition.
Yes.
Yeah. John, you want to comment?
Well, yeah, pretty much. That's what it's boiled down to. You know, they've brought in so many different things on this, and this psychologist, you know, I'd like to know how much he's knocking down a year doing this. I'm sure he's making considerable amounts of money.
Well, in my experience, he probably can't make it in private practice. That's why he works for the state.
For the state,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
That's why you'll see judges working so hard with their billboards and advertising, because these, even in our local area, these people who are running for judgeship are lawyers in private practices, and they're starving, so they want to live off the county monies, which you're guaranteed as a judge, and the rest of these so-called psychiatrists can't really make it on their own practices. So, the court system brings in more lawyers, guardian ad litems. That is really a farce in this generation. They brought those people in who are also lawyers in private practice who can't make it. So it's a device to fleece the public of their hard-earned money.
Great. Thank you so much for your comments. It was a great call, and I'm going to go on to the next call. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on the air with Michael and John.
Okay. My question to John is, was that a federal court or a state court? And I actually have three. And what was the title of the mediator that wouldn't let you ask that question about the Constitution, and what kind of flag was in the courtroom?
What kind of flag?
Yeah, I think he means does it have yellow fringe around it, John?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And it had the spear on the top, and the other one had the phoenix. But the title, ask me that first one again.
The first question was it a state or federal court?
As state.
Okay.
Well, it's a county. It's Kalkaska County.
Okay.
Which is a state court.
All right. The second question was, what was the title of the mediator that wouldn't let you ask the question about the Constitution?
Oh, he's a referee.
He's
a friend of the court referee. And he has no oath of office. His name is Bruce Cranham.
Okay. I just never heard of that before. A referee.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's full of credentials, you know, Joel.
Yeah, they'd had a referee. States have different laws, different ways of doing it.
The county had a referee, but you didn't have one, huh?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Let's go to Arthur in Connecticut. Arthur, you're on with Michael and John.
Greetings, Michael.
How you doing, buddy?
I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all others.
Thank you, sir.
I'm blessed. That woman who called in is absolutely correct. It has much to do with the oath of office. And of course, we're dealing with private corporations. Two websites that are critical.
Go ahead.
And I speak as a man who's recently tasered, and I've had heart problems ever since I was tasered by the West Hartford, Connecticut Police Department.
Oh, no.
September 29th of last year, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they delivered a death threat to me regarding my heart on July 12th. My full name is Arthur Justo Nunes, upper and lower case letters. There is a colon after Justo, which separates the corporation known as the family name. The two websites are adask.net, A-D-A-S-K, .net and usofavictor.com. There's no S after V. It's United States of America versus United States.
Okay, what are we going to find when we go peruse those websites?
You're going to find much on, the first one is the original anti-shyster, Alfred Adask out of Texas, and he was broadcasting on firstamendmentradio.com and .net for a time, sponsored by Melanie Cedarstrom, the original Leapskin. And the second one is Ed Waller's website, and Ed used to broadcast in Republic Broadcasting. www.archivesofamerica.org. Okay. And those archives with Ed are available, as well as archives with Desi Andrews, Diaz and David.
Mm-hmm. No, I know Desi. I know Desi personally.
Yes, good. Desi Andrews, and, of course, Ralph Winterroad is back on the air now.
Yeah, he's out of Alaska on RBN.
JustBelli.com.
Right.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
What do we got going here? More technical difficulties? We got a bunch of feedback. Okay. We still got our guest, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Did we get... Is Arthur gone? Oh, he's the one with the feedback. Okay, well, let's thank you for the call, Arthur. Got some feedback there. Okay, well, hey, had a few calls. Tell you what, I'm going to we're going to have a break coming up shortly, John.
Okay.
But any thoughts you want to give before we end this segment and let you go?
Well, no, pretty much just people beware.
Okay,
because
thank you so much.
Demons are out there.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. You're listening to Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org and 1280 shortwave. Be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, Michael Herzog back with The American Awakening. And that story you just heard is true. The names have not been changed to protect the innocent. And just a caveat, that can happen to you folks, so beware. I want to take the last few minutes of this and read a comment by Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold. It's called 30-Day Countdown to War. I was going to do this at the beginning of the show, but didn't have enough time. says, we are almost certainly in the last days of a countdown to nuclear war. Israel has made plans to attack Iran in a war of aggression, which will probably begin with some staged attacks, such as the attack on the Liberty in 67. Anybody that doesn't know what the Liberty is, I'm going to have a guest up in the near future that's going to tell you about that issue when Israel bombed our ship and blamed it on Egypt. Bush and the gang of fools in Washington will be part of it. We don't have two carrier groups in the Middle East to support tourism. When it happens, kiss the dollar in the United States of America goodbye. If you don't own gold now, buy some fairly soon. My experience as a combat intelligence officer tells me the attack will be in the next month. Now, here's what I find interesting about this. Listen to this. On the 8th of March, Israel issued the following warning. Updated travel warnings. Israel's National Security Council Counterterrorism Division presents the following updated travel warnings for Israelis traveling abroad. It is advised that travelers should avoid visiting and leave the area as soon as possible in the following high to very high threat countries. Now get this. Algeria, Afghanistan, Chechnya, Djibouti, Egypt, Jordan, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kashmir, Northern India, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mindanao, that's the southern Philippines, northern Nigeria, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, southern Thailand, Syria, and Yemen. Travelers should postpone non-essential travel to Bangladesh, Bangkok, Libya, Oman, Nigeria, and southeastern Turkey, that borders with Iraq and Iran. Travelers in general should avoid visiting the following countries: Bahrain, Chad, Kenya, Kuwait, Morocco, Qatar, Tunisia. Israeli citizens are called upon to be especially cautious when visiting the Philippines, Turkey, Thailand, and Uzbekistan. The sources are the National Security Council Terrorism Division. I would think that if I was an Israeli and I was issued that kind of travel warning, I'd probably just, I don't know, stay home and rent a movie maybe? He goes on to say that Israel is the most hated country in the world today for their war crimes, and they are about to magnify the problem 1,000-fold. I cannot predict the negative things which will happen as a result of another illegal and immoral war, but dropping nuclear weapons on a non-nuclear state which poses no threat to either the U.S. or Israel is going to open Pandora's box as no war crime in history ever tried. Well, tell you what. This goes on for a couple pages, folks, and I'm not going to go through all of it. For the longtime listeners out there, as you know, we do this, and it's going to be another shock and awe campaign. Of course, I think that in this case, when they're talking about another attack on the USS Liberty, that's a false flag terror attack for those new listeners. And if you have any questions about what a false flag terror attack, 9/11, if you think that 19 hijackers came in there with box cutters and crashed those planes into buildings, I got a bridge to sell for you. Okay, if indeed that were the case, and if indeed that were the exception, okay, then you haven't done your research. It's the rule, not the exceptions. That's how countries start wars. They give a false flag terror attack to get the public on their side. This is Michael Herzog signing off. I'll see you again tomorrow, the 22nd, and this is republicbroadcasting.org. Have a good day.
Got a headache?